Welcome to Vox Talks, a series of audio interviews with leading economists from around the world. My name is Ramesh Vijayalingam, and today's interview is with Michael Berder, who is Professor of Economics at Humboldt University in Berlin. Michael and I met at the European Economic Association meetings in Milan in August 2008, where we spoke about what's been going on in the German economy, particularly the German labour market. He began by giving us an introduction to the employment trends of the past few years.
Germany, as well as the rest of Western Europe, has suffered from high unemployment for many decades. And the interesting thing about the last 10 years has been that some countries have begun to break away from this trend and get unemployment down to levels that are more consistent with what you'd observe in the United States or in the UK. Germany, the largest EU economy, has been very, very slow in getting this development on, getting on track on this in terms of getting unemployment back down. And the striking thing is that it's really evident in the past 4 years that this has happened. The German economy is in recovery, so you'd expect unemployment rate to fall. You'd expect unemployment to fall in general, but it's actually fallen much more fast, and especially for long-term unemployed people, much more rapidly than it has in recoveries over the past 20 years. And this is, in fact, over the past 2 or 3 years, unemployment has fallen more steeply than it has since the 1960s. So in terms of absolute numbers, this is really an amazing reversal of what was a ratchet effect. Every recession was associated with an increase in sort of a pool of unemployed that never got back to work.
So these feel like kind of structural changes that are bringing this increase in employment and fall in unemployment.
Exactly. So one interpretation is exactly that. I mean, one interpretation is that structural reforms that Germany has been in the middle of grappling with and implementing over the past 5 years or even longer have actually started to bear fruit. And as always, there are always a number of skeptics who have criticized necessary measures to get this to happen, because they're inevitably associated with increases in inequality. A lot of wages have stagnated in Germany. Germany has seen an increase in temporary, part-time, casual employment, which in the classic Central European tradition is not necessarily seen as good work. But every other industrial country in the OECD has gone through a similar, maybe heart-wrenching change. And as we go through globalization in the world, many more employment relationships have to become like that to be competitive. And I think the German economy is finally on track in that respect. But it required certain structural reforms, including policy, changing the way Germany deals with the unemployed, for example.
Why don't you explain a little bit more about the policies that you think have been most effective?
Okay, well, again, a little bit of history. The reforms that I'm talking about were implemented during the administration of a left-of-center Labour Party, if you like, the Social Democrats. Chancellor Schroeder was the one who proposed these changes in March of 2003, and it was quite a painful time for the German left, the Labour, the equivalent of the Labour Party in the UK. The Social Democrats had quite a bit of soul-searching and discussion, and actually, people think that Schroeder was not re-elected for that reason. There were so many dissatisfied people. In the end, these kind of reforms, I think Gilles Saint-Paul has pointed out that many of these reforms really have to come from the left. The left is the only credible proposer of changes that are going to hurt their own clientele. The conservatives, the pro-business side will always, pro-capital side will always try to propose measures that increase the share of capital, reduce the wage. But when the left does this, it's kind of a sign that things have to be changed. And I think even though Schroeder paid the ultimate price, I think we'll get into this in detail, I'll tell you. But the fact that happened is a surprise in itself, sort of political harakiri, if you like.
Do you think these structural reforms have now had the impact that the German labour market, the German economy generally is well placed to compete in the increasingly globalised economy that we all talk about?
Okay, well, to be fair, part of it came before Schroeder's agenda, the so-called Hartz reforms. German labour costs were extremely high in the mid-1990s because of unification had led to sort of some internal inflation. The Germans still had the were kind of in a locked fixed exchange rate regime with the rest of Europe, and actually had a pretty severe appreciation, real appreciation. So they this put pressure on companies, and they had to cut costs. At the same time, Eastern Europe opened up, so a lot of companies moved production east. Very logical move, you know. Move. Some were moving as far as China, but most of the offshoring was going to Eastern Europe, and that of course that process has now pretty much been concluded. Eastern Europe is now becoming, you know, actually less competitive because of their own internal inflation. So the German economy actually has a unit labor cost advantage on many dimensions. I think that, you know, maybe a lot of other Western European countries like Italy could take a lesson from. But then the social reforms that I mentioned are the most important. I think the idea of scaling back unemployment benefits, something that I've been talking about for 15 years. The question is really, why hasn't unemployment in Germany been higher? Given the cushy system they had, and because of unification, a lot more people became unemployed and brought the structural flaws of the unemployment insurance system to the forefront. Just to give you an example, if you had been working in the old regime for the minimal amount of time and had become unemployed, you'd be eligible for unemployment benefits for about 2.5 years, possibly even more if you're older. And then on top of that, after expiry of that, you went on to a second system, which was almost like a pension. I mean, it was indefinite limit system of unemployment pay. And as we know from the British experience, this is one of the first things that Thatcher, with quite a bit of brute force, abolished. And the Germans don't go for the brute force approach, but they, you know, the reform actually cut this back. So the follow up unemployment assistance program is effectively transformed into a system with a work obligation and a much less generous cash transfer. So the number of people reclassifying these recipients as eligible for work has forced a lot of people to start looking for jobs and to accept jobs that pay less than the old job they had before. And this shows up in the statistics.
You mentioned that Schröder paid the ultimate political price for his reforms. Has his successor built on the reforms and pushed things a bit further, or has there been some backsliding, or where do we stand now in labour market reforms?
Well, as you know, there's a coalition government, so the SPD is the junior primary in a grand coalition government, meaning that Chancellor Merkel probably would have gone further with the reforms if she could have, but given the dissatisfaction with the party regulars with the coalition partner, I think she wasn't really interested in causing a collapse of the coalition. So I think her philosophy has been just to keep the reforms on track, in the sense of not reversing them, not going back. And she's been successful. There have been a few backslides for older people, but that's probably in line with what you expect for a continental European country.
Final question, Michael. How does this fit with the cyclical issue that Germany's come out of a decade of stagnation? And now, of course, the world looks as if it's going into a period of downturn, recession, whatever we want to call it. How do you think that will affect the German economy?
Well, the labor market continues to improve. This is kind of consonant with what we expect of macroeconomic developments. The labor market is a lagging indicator. So the labor market will continue to, at least in Europe, will continue to do okay, even as output starts to grow more slowly over the next few quarters. So I expect, and as this has actually been verified in the past two quarters, unemployment continues to fall. The data are quite good. And, you know, Europe still has the continent, not Britain, but the continent has a certain inertia of positive development, and it will continue to profit from that. I'm positive that for the next two or three quarters, and we're in the summer of 2008, there's a certain momentum that comes from the Eastern European the development. Things are going well there. They're growing very fast over the past. This has not been seen very much in the newspapers, but and this feeds back onto demand for German capital goods and exports. So even as the world economy slows down, I think Europe has a certain internal dynamic that will keep it going for a while. And the unemployment rate in Germany, I just heard a report yesterday, is now forecast possibly to go under 3 million, which is, we haven't seen those kind of numbers since before unification, basically.
Michael Buda, thank you very much.